goes to Cora Pavlik, P-A-V-L-I-K, P-A-C, fax 989-842-1110, regarding Veronica, last name Norris, and like November, O-R-R-I-S. Date of birth is September 13th of 1934. Dear Cora, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Norris with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, peripheral neuropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was October 11th of 2022. She usually has annual visits due to stable creatinine levels. And she's felt well over the last year. She has gained 3 pounds. She has tried multiple medications for her peripheral neuropathy and finally had to get back on a low dose of hydrocodone to help control that pain. The pain is described as very intense and severe burning in her feet. It generally wakes her from sleep. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No dyspnea, chest pain, or palpitations. Urine output is good without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Losartan, 100 milligram daily. Also hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram daily. And in addition to the other routine medications. Physical exam, her weight is 143 pounds, pulse 77, and blood pressure left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 140 over 70. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. Extremities, no edema, no ulcerations or lesions. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 6th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.2. Estimated GFR is 43, calcium 9.1, sodium is 134. That's slightly lower than normal due to the hydrochlorothiazide use. Potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 25, albumin 4.0, hemoglobin 11.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, and no uremic symptoms. Hypertension, near to goal, and peripheral neuropathy, improved control with the addition of the hydrocodone. The patient will continue to have lab studies done for us every 6 months. They'll be due again in March of 2023. She'll also follow a low-salt diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 12 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.